This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Linking health coverage to jobs as we do in America is a weakness during pandemic. I'm David Brancaccio. A new study finds that more than 5 million of those laid off also lost their health insurance and didn't find an alternative during this pandemic. Marketplace's Nova Safo is following this. Nova, Obamacare and Medicaid are among the safety nets. Why have so many been left without coverage?
Yeah, so the healthcare advocacy group Families USA, which put out this study, says these are people who have fallen between the cracks in those systems. And it's a lot of people, nearly 5.4 million workers laid off, so they lost employer-provided coverage, couldn't get on a family member's plan, also couldn't get Medicaid because perhaps they live in a state that did not expand eligibility for Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. 13 states didn't. Meanwhile, if unemployed workers are getting additional pandemic aid from the federal government, that extra $600 a week, that counts as income in the health insurance marketplace. And the more income you have, the less subsidies you get. So you have a situation where people are getting needed financial aid, but it's making health insurance less affordable and they're doing without.
Paradox. Now, if we broaden this out, how many people in total are uninsured now in these United States?
Well, the exact number we don't know because the numbers will come out sometime next year from the federal government. But Families USA estimates that nearly 31 million adults in this country now don't have health insurance coverage. The problem is worse in some states. In Texas, nearly 3 in 10 adults are uninsured, a quarter of adults in Florida and Oklahoma each. And in 7 states with the worst uninsured problem, coronavirus infections now are spiking, Dave.
Yeah. Marketplace's Nova Safo, thank you. A crucial question causing angst now at school district offices and in the homes of students and teachers around the country. During a pandemic, can schools do in-person teaching? Los Angeles Unified, the second largest school district in the country, has just chosen to keep the school buildings closed this fall, given California's surge in COVID cases. School districts everywhere are weighing the safety and monetary costs and benefits of reopening. Here's Marketplace's Justin Ho.
In addition to the potential health risks of reopening during the pandemic, districts would have to pay for protective gear, for expanding the square footage of schools to make social distancing possible, for more buses.
You're looking at a significant increase in your transportation costs.
That's Noelle Ellerson-Ing with the American Association of School Administrators. It found that on average, districts are facing nearly $2 million in reopening costs.
And an average district enrolls 3,500 students, and LA is no average district.
It has over 600,000 students, and LA says that testing those students and staff for the virus could cost $300 per student over the year. But keeping kids at home also comes with costs. Julie Marsh, an education policy professor at USC, says in the spring, teachers had problems using online tools.
A lot of the challenges had to do with teachers not knowing how to even get students to show up and turn on their screens and to engage.
LA School District says teachers and students will receive additional training in online education. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
Also watch the markets. Both Dow and S&P futures are both up in the 3 to 4 tenths of a percent range. Crude oil's down 9 tenths percent, under $40 a barrel this morning. Borrowing still very silly cheap. The 10-year benchmark is at 0.63%.
The
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Prisons are hotbeds of COVID, leading some areas to grant early release. In California, San Quentin, 9 prisoners have died, with 1,900 infected in a population of about 3,000 inmates. And for those who've served their time, they get out into a world where jobs are especially scarce and support systems strained. Samantha Max at WPLN in Nashville reports on the experience of one man whose parole date came in the midst of this pandemic.
Trayston Neal served 11 years and 9 months in prison, and he'd been thinking about the day he'd be released all that time. On April 1st, that day finally came.
Once I walked out those gates, I can't explain the feeling. Like right now, even today, it still doesn't seem real that I've done so much time, I'm still alive and I'm free.
But it was not the homecoming Neal expected. After more than a decade behind bars for attempted murder and aggravated assault, now he's stuck inside like so many others. The 32-year-old had a job lined up at a catering company near Nashville, but his bosses got sick. He worried he'd get sick too and infect his family, so he stopped going to work. Betty Kirkland, the executive director of Project Return, says many people who have recently been released from prison are hitting similar roadblocks.
In good times, it's difficult. In a pandemic, it is terrible.
Kirkland's organization helps hundreds of newly released Tennesseans transition into the workforce each year. But she says many of those jobs are in industries hit hard by COVID-19, like hospitality and manufacturing. Even before the pandemic, the Prison Policy Initiative estimates formerly incarcerated people were unemployed at nearly 5 times the rate of the general population. Now, Kirkland estimates about 75% of her clients have lost their jobs. She says Project Return has had to shift gears to address more immediate needs.
We are spending more money on buying people tents and sleeping bags and putting people up in hotels. It's a fairly desperate situation.
Trayston Neal considers himself lucky because he's quarantining with family and he just got a license to start his own cleaning business. For now, he's trying to be patient.
You know, I'm just praying. That's all I could do is wake up and just thank God I'm still living and breathing and well.
Like the years Neal spent in prison, he says this moment too will pass. In Nashville, I'm Samantha Max for Marketplace.
Now, we're very interested in how economic inequality can play out within families, in a household or among generations of the same family. Did the economy, pre-COVID, fail some members of your family while rewarding others? I would very much like to hear from you. Email me using morningreport@marketplace.org. Our producers are Rose Conlon, Victoria Craig, Meredith Gerritsen, Candice Manriquez-Wren, Daniel Shin, and Erica Soderstrom. I am David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.